Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the revised agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Any member? Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make that we approve the minutes the way they're written.
The revised agenda?
Revised agenda.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on February the 6th.
So moved.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. It's approved. Next will be the finding of the facts on the January the 23rd meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the finding of the facts of January the 23rd.
January the 23rd.
Right.
Second.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the finding of the facts of our January the 23rd meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
This is the time and place hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in an expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each applicant will be announced. The applicant will come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant, any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in and in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must be first directed to the board, and then the board will direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. First case, please.
Case number 10,940, Michael O. Watson, west of Road 274, Old Landing Road, 277 feet south of Road 275, Warrington Road. A special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square feet of total floor area.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you
you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael O. Watson, 19640 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board, please, your request for the special use exception?
I would like to get a special use exemption for a rental garage apartment on my property.
Okay.
In an AR1 district, I guess.
Okay.
What's presently on the property?
My single-family house and my three-car garage. And the apartment is above the three-car garage.
Yeah, that's where you reside?
Yes. I do.
Do you have separate utilities there?
Yes, I do.
It's a studio?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. It is 557 square feet.
What'd you say?
757, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what?
757 square feet. They've got me down for being a variance for over the square footage, and I thought that was for over 800, so I don't think I need that, do I?
No, you don't.
I didn't think so.
You don't need a variance if you have up to 800 square feet.
That's correct.
So we don't consider that, Mr. Chairman, right, the variance. Okay, what we're looking at really is the special use exception, correct?
Which garage is it, though? Is it the garage out front?
Yes, it is. It's a three-car garage that's out front.
And we come up with 876.04 square feet.
The roof is a Cape Cod style, so the upstairs condition space is a lot smaller than the three-car garage on the bottom, and I do have a drawing.
Okay, we're going by what the surveyor has put on the...
Correct. The downstairs
footprint. Footprint, we go by the...
Okay. The downstairs is, that's correct. The apartment upstairs, it's a very high Cape Cod roof, so the square footage above is a lot smaller than the square footage on the bottom. Because it's like a 12-12 pitch.
So based on that, you're saying that you don't need the variance of 76.04 because it's smaller than what is indicated on the...
Correct.
On the plan, is that correct?
Yeah, the condition space upstairs.
How big is it? We've got 24.2 tenths and 36.2 tenths.
It's 864, just roughly, 64 square feet.
Right.
Just by your garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's 876.04, but he's saying the living space is only going to be...
And I have a drawing of the living space.
Let's take a look at that.
It's a very high-pitched roof.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Come up at 876.04.
Did you say you were going to live above it? Do you live above it now?
No, I live in the main house.
Okay, but you're going to have a tenant there then?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And some of the ceiling space in it, since it is a Cape Cod style, by the exterior walls, some of the ceiling height starts at maybe 4 foot and then goes up to 12.6.
How many rooms you have there?
One bedroom, one living room, and one utility room where the washer and dryer's at, and one bathroom.
And one bathroom.
Yes.
Come up with that. You're going to have living conditions up there, is that correct? You're going to have electric and cooking facilities?
Yes, it has a small kitchen, its own electric meter, yes.
Okay, and that'll be separate from the main dwelling?
Correct.
I'd like the secretary to enlighten me. Do we do that now? I believe you have a new ordinance or something. That
yes.
I don't have that. I'm a new member, so that's the reason I want to. Okay. You were not allowed to do that in my day.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, it was added March 18th of 2008.
Okay.
Garage studio apartment.
Up to 800 square feet?
Yes. not more than 800 square feet.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Secretary. Correct my...
That's one per parcel, is that correct?
And that was one per parcel, was that correct?
So just for the record, your garage at your home does not have an upstairs apartment in it, does it?
Garage at my home?
Yes, that's your attached.
Garage. Your garage.
There's a bedroom above it.
Above your garage?
Above mine, yes.
You don't... what I'm saying is you don't rent it out.
No.
Any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Ricketts?
Not from me, no.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Ratner?
Are there other rental properties in your area on Old Landing Road?
Right next door to me is a bed and breakfast on the corner.
Then you feel that this will not substantially adversely affect any of the property in the neighborhood around you by
absolutely,
you doing this?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And again, there's a bed and breakfast right down the road there.
Right next door.
Right next door to you.
Right next door.
So again, the one over the garage is by your house. Again, then, so I understand it just has a bedroom, period.
Yes.
Nobody's in there. Okay.
Correct.
I'll make note of that. Okay. Do you have any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Three people. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I would like for you just to know that he must provide at least one parking space for that garage. That's a requirement.
There are three in front of it.
Okay.
There is three in front of your garage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And you do have three. Let the record show. Okay. Hearing no opposition, no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,940 for the requested special use exception based on the record made at public hearing because the use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,940. Then again, Mr. Rickards?
With the variance not needed.
With the variance not needed.
With the variance not needed. Okay, that's correct.
All right, that's thank you. Mm-hmm.
I agree for the same reason that was stated.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I agree.
And I agree for the reasons that was stated in the public hearing. It will not again adversely affect any of the neighboring properties. That having been said, by a vote of 4-0, case number 10,940 is approved.
Thank you.